Has it always been like this, where it's one generation battling another generation? This time it's about emojis. Someone said, is it just me? Are we really bending over to please Gen Zers, putting litter boxes in schools, eliminating emojis? Another person said, Lisa, the Gen Zs at my company are the ones using the heart emoji in Teams. So what does that mean? Are they being passive aggressive? I don't know if you saw everything, but there was a study done, and Gen Zs are saying they find it passive aggressive when you use the thumbs up emoji, the heart emoji. You want to talk about cancel culture? They want our emojis to disappear, at least some of them. In fact, this debate among generations came up yesterday when we were talking to Joe Maddon, the former skipper for the Cubs. This is something that came up during his departure from the Cubs.
But after the 18 season, there's a little bit of a disconnect. The fact that we lost in the first game playoff, Theo called a lot of guys in. They did a little bit of exit interviews and came back to me that I was not dealing with millennials properly. I mean, that's kind of like the concept.
Okay, so we do need to get along. And if the thumbs up emoji upsets so many people in the Gen Z generation, then I'm good. I'll get rid of it. The person we'd like to turn to is Camille DeMeyer. Camille is a computer scientist at Adobe and Adobe representative on the Unicode Emoji Subcommittee. Yes, there is such a thing. Camille, are you in that age group? You're not a Gen Zer, but are you offended when people use the thumbs up emoji?
Actually, I would say I am technically part of Gen Z. I'm 23.
Oh, okay,
and
you are.
I've actually had this discussion with friends and coworkers, so I was really happy to hear back from you about this. Yeah, I have lots of thoughts about it that I could
okay,
share.
Okay, great. Because most people in the Gen Z, I don't know, like the Gen Z, what do you call it, age group, they're just Gen Zers. Mm-hmm. They're saying it's rude and it's hostile. Is the thumbs up emoji rude or hostile to you?
So it's a little more complex than that, I would say. So first of all, I find it really an interesting data point because in our Adobe Emoji Trend Report that came out, the thumbs up emoji is still the top number two, you know, favorite emoji among U.S. users. So there's that data point at least. But personally, as a Gen Zer who joined the workforce kind of recently, about 2 years ago, it took me a while to get used to the thumbs up emoji too. And something that wasn't really brought up is the fact that sending a thumbs up emoji with nothing else, like no text or anything, versus reacting with the thumbs up emoji could have different connotations. So we could go into that. But I think it's really dependent on the environment that you're using the thumbs up emoji and the context.
Okay, I never use it, but I use the heart emoji. And apparently that is bothersome for people between the ages of 16 and 30 as well. Why is the heart emoji bothersome?
Yeah, that actually surprised me as well, because the heart emoji are among the most frequently used and among the top favorite emojis. And actually, this past year for Emoji 15.0, three new colored hearts were added to the emoji set. So they are definitely being frequently used. Maybe it's a certain type of context that people may think that the heart emoji is now sarcastic.
Mm. Wow, that's not what I mean. I mean love.
Right.
Someone said, who's 25, said, we're people and we have words to use. If I took the time out to write a thoughtful message, then you shouldn't be responding with the bare minimum. Fix it and mm-hmm. write something real back. Is that where you become offended if somebody just gives you the thumbs up?
Yeah, I think it's definitely kind of addressing that problem. It's not about being offended necessarily, but I think particularly Gen Z, I've noticed Gen Z tends to try to look for a double meaning in a lot of messages. And I think it's because Gen Z has been part of the digital world for, you know, their whole lives. So I think they're much more prone to looking for, is there a subtle message behind this text? Did this person really mean what they said? And I think when someone responds to, maybe in real life, if I'm talking to you, let's say, or you're saying something to me and I just respond with one word, that might come across as rude. I think it's coming from that. But at the same time, again, my team uses the thumbs up emoji a lot, and I use it now too. I've gotten used to it. And it's a quick reply. you know, at the end of the day, we're all so busy. So in my opinion, it's not that we have to stop using it, but I guess we have to be careful with when we're using it and making sure that we trust each other and about if we're being genuine.
Camille. Oh, for God's sakes, tell me your name again. Camille.
Camille.
Is a computer scientist and 23. What a great gig. And you need to be in that age group to do what you do at Adobe. She's also an Adobe representative on the Unicode Emoji Subcommittee. And I think you hit on something so true because I have a 21-year-old son and he sees two meanings for every one thing I say as well. And that is something that represents your generation.
Yes, definitely, for sure.
Okay, what are other emojis that we should think about before we use because we might be sending the wrong message? We've got the thumbs up. Oh. We've got the heart emoji. Is there anything else?
Actually, so in that the article that you're referring to, the new research, apparently the okay hand emoji, the check mark, the poop emoji, the loud crying face, monkey covering eyes, the list goes on, honestly. And I kind of personally don't agree with this whole list, but someone actually on my team, they're an emoji designer, and we're also part of the Unicode Emoji Subcommittee in the past, so they have a great perspective on this as well. They said that, you know, any emoji is really prone to have a double meaning, and again, it comes down to, you know, trusting the person that you're digitally communicating with. And because digital communication is hard, and this is where all of that stems from.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us. And before I let you go, can you just tell me what the monkey covering the eyes, what that emoji means? I don't know it. I don't know why you use it.
You know, I couldn't even really properly describe it. I would just use it as a silly way to cover my eyes. I think it does have, because it's not a regular emoji, it's a monkey emoji specifically, maybe you're being sarcastic again. Maybe you're kind of, maybe you're reacting to something that you didn't really like, and so you're covering your eyes. It could be that kind of meaning.
Please come back again, because we love having you on. We could go on with a million questions. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. For fun.
She is, she's really something. She really is cool. I mean, to be 23 and to have that job and to help people like us understand what the heck they think when we send a thumbs up emoji. Hey, newsroom temperature check coming up next. First, a check on weather and traffic with Kevin Wells.